This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Encouraging myself with God's word that even though you're going through the fire, you need to praise God and thank Him for every day. Because He will renew those mercies. He will give you, as He says here, peace which passeth all understanding. You won't even understand it. But I want you to know that you must trust God. And whenever we trust God, oh, we can be thankful and we can praise His name. And it all comes down to, do you believe it? You know, we can talk a good game and we can do this and do that. But when it hits home, when the rubber meets the road, when folks are looking at you, say, hey, they done did all this preaching all these years, but now trouble has entered their house. What will they do now? Well, I'll tell you, as the Bible says, for as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We believe it with all our heart. And this is what Jesus asked when He told the woman. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth shall never die. And He said, believeth thou this? That's the question. Do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that He paid the penalty for your sins on the cross, and on the third day He rose from the grave with all power in His hand? And then He tells us one day He's coming back for His bride. Oh, do you believe that? Because that's the only way you're going to get there. I love it what Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, verse 3. It says, I tell you, this is Jesus talking, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What is that repentance? That repentance is recognizing who Christ is. When you recognize that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that you are a wretched and undone person, and you change your mind, that's what repentance is a change of mind. Have you changed your mind about Christ? That's what saved you. At that moment you do it, you're saved. The Bible goes on and says this, and it includes all the elements here in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, listen to what it says. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, the Bible says, out of the issues of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you see, it had already had taken place in the heart. So when you believe in Christ, that He is, as I said, the Son of God, and that He rose again the third day from the grave with all power, that saves you. I pray that you have done that, that you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've done that, please contact us. We would love to send you some information to help you grow further in your Christian walk. God is counting on you to do a great thing for Him. He has done a great thing for us. I want to encourage you out there to take it one day at a time. And I'm speaking to myself as well. Because I tell you, whenever I started to get anxious, depressed, and all this craziness, I draw it back down to taking it one day at a time. And that was our message today. Take it one day at a time. Remember, you can't change the past. Live in the present, be thankful and praise the Lord, and trust God for the future hope. So take it one day at a time.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.